Okay. 3, 2, 1.
That was good. Whew. That worked.
That was a good noise.
Hey, what's up, Quillheads? It's me, your friend, Russ Walsh, and your other friend, Alan Black here. And we're going to be enjoying a little podcast we call Speedy Delivery Hogcast. I like to mix it up and switch it up.
You fucked up the name again, Russ.
I'm not fucking it up. I like to switch it up. I think it keeps the people on their toes. I'm enjoying a Pepsi Max, Alan. What beverage are you enjoying?
Well, I'm drinking a Pepsi Max, too. What a coinkydink.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We had that shit synced up, if you couldn't tell. We opened a Pepsi Max at the same time, and we're both loving and living this Pepsi Max lifestyle. It's my number one bev with a bullet.
Mm-hmm. I get a water gun, and I fill it up with Pepsi Max, and I do like a Russian roulette thing where I spin it and then put the gun in my mouth. Except it's Pepsi Max.
But Alan, I think Russian roulette implies that you only put it in one chamber. You put it in every chamber of your.
Well, no. See, the other chambers, I put 5 Pepsi Max and then 1 Diet Coke. So that way, 5 out of 6 times it's good, but then 1 out of 6 times it's very bad.
I see. Sometimes, Alan, you catch me really off guard with your harebrained schemes, but that's why I love you and I think of you as a friend, even though you will not admit you are my friend.
Yeah, you know I am.
We all do. We all know. I think people, if anybody here has listened to 9 hours worth of this fucking garbage.
You know a lot about us, our steezes, respectively.
My lifestyle, who I am, why I'm here. And why I'm here is to supplant knowledge, fruitful, beautiful knowledge about our hero and savior, Sonic the Hedgehog, to the fans of us and him who just don't quite understand but want to.
Yeah, you're like the Johnny Appleseed of Sonic lore.
I have gone into girls' bathrooms, I've gone into maternity wards, I've gone into pretty much anywhere I can get access to, specifically those two places that I've planted. Do you care about Sonic enough kind of pamphlets that I printed off using the Microsoft pre-made, what was that shitty program that they had that would make pamphlets?
I know what you, the one that was like the shitty, like, it was only for like shitty like flyers for like bake sales. Yes. And then, like, shitty brochures. And yes. I don't know what it was called, but I had definitely had it on my computer in, like, 2006.
Yes. And I covered it with fat clip art.
Cliff art is my favorite art of Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
I was thinking about Cliff Bars, I guess. Cliff Bars are gross. What if they made pizza-flavored Cliff Bars that filled you up good but tasted like pizza? Wouldn't that be great?
That would be really good.
And then you could
eat
more
pizza. Would
you
still buy this from a vending machine? How would that work?
You know what? You know how it would work? Through the power of love and magic, and that's what we bring here to our
You walk
fans.
Up to the vending machine, give it a little kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if technology was operated by kissing it?
That's kind of like what the Fonz's vision of the future is, except he was just hitting everything with his fist.
I would be like a cyber hacker, because I'm really good at kissing, ladies. Can I have a moment here to tell Kelsey?
Of course, always.
Because I would hack into anybody's computer, especially Kelsey's pretty mouth, because I would kiss
her. Her mouth computer?
Her mouth computer. Kelsey's a cyborg, by the way, if you could.
Oh, you didn't tell me we had a cyborg guest. Okay.
Listen, I have a hot cyborg girlfriend, and I can't deny it. I can't fight it. I love her. Valentine's Day coming good soon. And cool. I just want to tell her, can I just have a moment here to say, you are my Valentine, Kelsey. I was afraid you wouldn't think that, but you are. And I would sack your computer mouth. Sack.
Hack. Sack mouth. I'm going to sack your mouth.
I'm going to sack your mouth. I don't know what that means.
That sounds sexual, Russ.
Hey,
I don't like it.
Let's start this podcast over. I'm clearly out of it.
Look, Russ, we can't fucking open another thing of Pepsi Max. We can't start this over.
I'm going to cut that out.
No, we're not.
Speaking of cutting it out, Alan, I heard you quit cigarettes.
Hey, Russ, cut it out. Like Full House, Mr. Woodchuck, what's up?
Alan, I heard that you played so much Love Live that you quit smoking cigarettes. Is that true? Are you that guy?
Oh, I forgot about that guy. Hold on. I need to look up that news article because I didn't think that was a real thing.
I think it's a real thing. I couldn't tell you if it's real or not. I'm not an expert on fact or fiction. I can barely tell it apart myself.
Well, you're a storyteller, so you kind of blend the two.
Listen, what is storytelling besides the fusion of truth and lies?
Yeah, I mean, like, really, I like to view storytelling as a sort of fusion cuisine.
I've had fusion cuisine before. Not a fan. It's always too cold.
Oh, because cold fusion.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, you're right.
I have fission cuisine, where it's where they take two different types of foods and they just jam them together and I get something gross out of it.
Would you consider Fisher cuisine food that was made in a ruptured piece of earth, or somebody caught a fish? Is that be Fisher cuisine?
What I like to do is I like to go fishing in ruptured pieces of earth.
Why do people listen to our podcast?
Why do people do anything, Russ? Love.
To piss me off personally. Fuck.
Hey, speaking of personally.
Oh, yeah, Quillhead's Talk Shop personally.
I kind of thought that's what that segment was anyway, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Alan, I want to talk to you about all this personal stuff that you're feeling lately, emotionally and spiritually.
Sexually?
I don't want to go sexually because you're not my friend, and if you were my friend, I would ask you, like, are there any...
More than a friend, Ross.
That's not true, and we know it. You would have given me the free beach queen if you were my friend.
I only dream we are more than friends. This is the episode where I whisper a lot into the mic.
Alan, every episode you're whispering something through your heart.
Through my penis, maybe.
What, Alan?
Through my penis, maybe.
Bulk. We don't have a lot of personal stuff to go through this week, because Alan...
What have you been up to this week, Russ?
You know, I've been shooting stuff for my spec script I'm pushing.
You got that shit greenlit yet?
No, I have not. I have not even gotten that properly lit, because I do not know how to operate a light on a set. So all my stuff looks underlit and garbagey, and I'm just not a good director.
Now, Russ, I heard that you needed a best boy for that, but you just walked in and you were wearing a shirt that your mom gave you that said "Mama's best boy."
Can I tell you the truth, Alan?
Yeah.
My mom did not give me that. I made it for myself because I wanted to prove I was a best boy. And I brought that.
You're my best boy, Russ.
No, I'm not, Alan.
No, you're not.
No,
Sonic is.
Is your best boy, I guess, but like it's a little unfair to gender him so willy nilly.
No, I think he's it's pretty cut and dry with Sonic at least.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna cut you dry, and desanguinate you, and then you'll be dry. You'll be a worthless fleshy husk of skin.
Oh, that's what you were.
Oh, shut up, Alan.
Yeah, what, this is a good episode,
but Alan. There's not a lot to talk about this week. I don't feel like there's any international, you know, issues.
Yeah, nothing really happened that was personal for that. Whereas, yeah. You want to make this our weekly Yuri Kuma segment or there anime
was,
segment?
There was Kanye Gate.
Oh, there was Kanye Gate. We first of all, I don't know if we've talked about this before in this podcast, but we all love Kanye.
You know, we do. I like Kanye at least. I don't know what you think, Dad.
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 Dad's like, oh, I like that Paul McCartney guy.
Dad's all up into, like,
Beck plays 51 instruments.
I like Beck, though.
What's the last thing he's... Was his album any good? Wasn't he good?
I liked it. I thought it was fine. I don't know.
I think
most things are fine, though.
I didn't think Beck has actually been making any music since, like, I don't know, like,
since
Odelay or something.
15? Yeah, that's when I stopped listening to Beck music.
I thought it was, like, Wero or, like, Odelay or some bullshit back then.
He made Modern Girl with Modern Girl. That's a Pharrell's album where he...
Is that the one where he wants to fuck an anime?
Yes, we all want to fuck an anime, Alan. Can you shut
up
but
we don't make songs about it.
5 fucking minutes about fucking your anime girlfriend. God damn it.
Speaking of which, Sega Dreamcast figure.
I think that was an exclusive to Wonder Festival, a big festival for action figures for weeaboo garbage pieces of shit. And they released one of Alan's girlfriend, and he can't buy it because it's not going to come out here.
Now, they also made. I also saw one of a Sega Saturn, and she had guns in it, and you don't get to buy that either, Russ.
Well,
so
that's why I'm weak, and I can't make it in this world.
Bye, Russ. This is the last episode.
This is the last episode of the podcast. I feel like we should restart.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so how are we going to do this?
No, I'm joking. We're not going to restart.
Okay, fuck.
We're 10 minutes
say,
in.
Can we go open another can of Pepsi Max?
By restart, I'm talking about hitting the restart button that's in your room, Alan. That's like,
oh, the one underneath my desk.
Universe, yeah, the one that was given.
Oh, the
you.
One that I got from the Adam Sandler movie Click.
From Click, yes.
Okay, remember how I told you that, like there's I watched like 5 minutes of the Adam Sandler movie Click when it was on like IFC, always on, slightly off. that's their tagline, right?
guess. I think probably. I haven't watched Cable.
I think their tagline is either that or all new after, or on after an all new Marin. It's one of the two. Anyway, I was watching it and there was like a weird thing where the Fonz was like talking about Adam Sandler's dick and how small it was.
I cried like a fucking baby when I saw Click when I was 12.
Because like he turns into an old man and he like meets death or whatever.
He meets death. He meets Christopher Walken, the incarnation of death in this universe. And he's like, universes. I've got to find my daughter. I'm Adam Sandler. I've got to help her. And then he probably enjoyed some product placement in there. I don't remember there being product placement, but
he cracked open a nice, cool Pepsi Max and and Christopher Walken poured it down his old throat. It's like, live again.
Live. And Adam Sandler came back to life and he said, Pepsi Max is the best thing that's ever happened.
Panax reversed all my aging and now I'm living in the future and I'm 30 years old again. Or however old Adam Sandler is. Probably like 50, which he might as well be dead already.
And I have an extreme fetish for 50-year-old Jennifer Garner. Or Jennifer Garner in old woman makeup. So, was it Jennifer Garner?
I think it was.
Speaking of Jennifer Garner,
My alias.
What, your alias, Alan, Kid Be Smooth.
Be Smooth.
You put out your new mixtape, Sonic.
It's on SoundCloud. Check it out.
Check it out. It's huge.
It's mostly just Hunted P covers.
Covers? Are there covers in rap music?
Yeah, you can just do a cover of rap music. Like, you can do a cover of any other music. Sure.
Well, no, I just mean, is that like an established thing?
No, there are no rap covers because it's all about lyrics and artistry.
Okay.
People are just writing their own lyrics. Otherwise,
so
it'd be
take
really
take that,
shitty.
You motherfucking rockers.
Yeah.
Neil Young, why don't you get Neil? You're already so old, Neil Young. Why don't
hey,
you go?
Look, Southern man don't need him around anyhow. That's what Lynyrd Skynyrd told me.
Listen.
And those guys suck even worse than he does.
Lynyrd Skynyrd taught me a lot of things.
Mostly about the South.
Mostly about the South. And that's why I don't go down there, except to get my big casket of cheer wine, which I buy in barrel form.
Yeah, Russ has a cask of cheer wine, and it's also in his basement with this guy he entombed in the wall.
Who do I have entombed in the wall?
I was the creator of Sonic Boom, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know.
Some
at
French
this
guy.
Point, see, it turns out humans decompose when they die.
Really?
So he has slowly turned into just a pile of bones. And
yeah,
it's very upsetting because I keep stepping on them, and they hurt my feet, like the Legos I keep down there.
Oh, that makes sense. So, did you entomb him within a wall of Legos? Is this your cask of Amontillado style?
I killed him with glued Legos.
With glued Legos. You just slowly glued some Legos together in front of his face.
Yeah.
And entombed him behind
he
a wall.
He kept getting grossed out about it because he didn't know what the glue was. I'm like, don't think those nasty thoughts.
This isn't jizz.
Oh, come on. Why does every murder have to be psychosexual? Maybe sometimes it's just a plain old revenge.
Like, yeah, sometimes it's just for the... Not everything's a crime of passion like that kind of passion.
Sometimes a cigar in the eye is just a cigar in the eye. Come on.
Sometimes Lego glue isn't jizz.
Why did I have to, you know, why did I even have to say, like, I'm going to destroy your ass with Jizz Punk when I was going to kill him?
Jizz Punk is my favorite indie game of last year.
Oh. I like Jazz Punk a lot, too.
I said Jizz Punk.
Oh. I like Jazz Punk a lot, too. Anyway.
Cool.
So, speaking of punk and punk rock music, let's talk about the most punk food there is, pizza, in a little segment we call Domino's Goes.
Now, Ross, this week I did go a little bit punk, and I took down the establishment of my pizza ordering habits, and then I checked out a new place, which is Donato's Pizza.
Donato's. Is this, like, a physically new place, or to you, like, your
it's new to me.
Ears and
it's been
eyes?
Here forever.
You've been like a Casper Hauser in the halls.
I just stumbled. This is the second episode in a row we've talked about Casper Hauser.
<Yeah. Ross. laughs> You've been a Casper Hutzer, and you've been trapped in the Pizza Hut, and you stumble
I'm
out
Casper,
with
the
eyes.
Friendly pizza ghost, and I stumbled out of the afterlife.
What if there was a friendly ghost who lived on pizza and would just remove any topping you didn't like from it? At no charge.
With no traces of the thing. Like, so it's like, kind of like, you know how you take, like, pickles off of a burger, but it's you can still taste that there used to be a pickle there?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of leaves, like, a ghost pickle?
Mm-hmm. I've been ghost pickled before.
You've been ghost pickled before?
I've been Anna Nicole Smith before. I fucked a ghost.
I thought Kesha was the one that fucked a ghost.
Somebody's fucked a ghost at some point, and one of the times it was Russ Walsh. And they based that scene in Ghostbusters off of me. Have we ever talked about...
Oh, so you got a cross-eyed blowjob from a ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Were you wearing a Napoleon outfit?
I was not wearing a Napoleon outfit.
So what's up with that movie?
I don't know. I think my...
It's kind of like the only good, like, real good scene in it.
My high school math teacher was really into it. That's all I really know. And he was also really into Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Sounds like a cool dude. I don't hate it all.
Yeah. So, shout out to Mr. Yetter, wherever you are out there.
He's probably in the same exact place he was 4 or 5 years ago.
I think he's in Utah now. I think he switched over to exclusively Mormon students, which is cool.
I mean, I guess it's cool. I didn't think Mormons were allowed to, like, watch funny stuff, I guess. Oh, wait, he was watching Ghostbusters.
I went to a Mormon birthday party when I was 13, and I had been to other birthday parties where, you know, you got to watch The Terminator, finally. Or, like, Jaws, or, like, rated R shit. And we watched Zathura. And nothing against Zathura. I think Zathura is a fine film, but I was sitting
there... It's Space Jumanji, right?
Yeah, it's Space Jumanji. I'm sitting there going, like, why are we watching fucking Space Jumanji? Right? There's no titties in this. Somebody gets shot in the head with a shotgun.
See, unlike the real Jumanji, where there's lots of titties.
Was there a lot of titties in Jumanji?
I don't think so.
R.I.P. Robin Williams.
Love you.
Love you, bro. Sorry you did not have more titties in your movies. I would have watched more of your films. Is it sexist to say titties? I always think to myself...
I don't think it is. Imagine Flubber, but like as soon as he makes Flubber, he sculpts it into a pair of boobs and just motorboats it.
Well, that sounds like something I would do just if I had Flubber.
Oh, never mind. I do remember one movie that did Robin Williams movie with a lot of titties in it. It was called Mrs. Doubtfire. Imagine he uses Flubber to stuff his bra.
Alan, I don't mean to upset you, but Robin Williams was also Miss Doubtfire.
What?
It was not your sexy fantasy that you were envisioning.
Okay. I guess I'm okay with that.
If you pulled the sleeves back, those fuckers would be covered in hair.
What?
Yeah, she'd make you a quesadilla and it'd be filled with hair if she ever pulled those sleeves up.
So wait, do you think he had to wear like nets on his arms whenever he's cooking
food?
Do you
think Robin Williams ever made a quesadilla before?
Do you think he liked quesadillas?
Oh, Robin, if you were only still with us.
I wish we could ask Zelda. I don't really know.
But the Nintendo character?
Yeah, Legend of Zelda.
Zelda. Oh, Zelda.
Zelda.
Zelda. Zeldor, great games. I just wish Sega made them, so then I could arbitrarily like them, because I am a shallow and bad person.
Yep. Same here.
Speaking of shallow and bad people, we're talking Pizza Hut sucks, and we're talking people who understand the craft. These are independent artisans, Donatos. Tell us more about
it. Turns out they're actually a chain. But a chain that's restricted mostly to, like, the Midwest. Like, I looked at their company website, and it was, like, almost all in Ohio. And then somehow North Carolina, too. Don't ask me. But I got the, because it's my first time going there, I picked the founder's favorite. So Mr. Donato himself must have selected this pizza. And to be honest, it was pretty good.
I thought George Washington chose it.
Yeah, it came with a set of wooden teeth.
I was going to say, like, well, he would have to choose, like, an incredibly soft pizza because he couldn't chew through it.
I mean, I guess. Maybe he could chew better. Are wooden teeth better than normal teeth?
I bet they're really badass if you had, like, wood controlling powers and you could, like, sprout, like, vines out of your teeth.
So if he's, like, Swamp Thing?
If he was, like, Swamp Thing, maybe.
Okay. And
if he was, like, Alan Moore's Swamp Thing, it would be a psychosexual George Washington.
Do you think, like, Mary Washington or whatever wanted to fuck him real bad, but she couldn't because he was a swamp elemental?
Would have been better if Alan Moore wrote it.
Do you think Mary Tyler Moore, when she threw her hat off, it was like really some sort of sexual symbolism?
Do you think I got that reference, Alan? I'm not 50 fucking years old.
I think that's the only. I think
Sorry,
that's Mary Tyler Moore.
Sorry, Mom.
Is it just like
she likes Mary Tyler Moore?
Is that the opening of her fucking show? Just her walking through New York and she takes off her red hat and like throws it in the air. You know.
I want to take a quick shout out to New York, number one pizza land in the world, but I don't care besides that. I don't care about Grizzly Bear. I don't care about the Strokes. I don't care about Sriracha sauce. Just keep the za coming down my gullet.
Yeah. Chicago, you're on notice. You suck.
I had lasagna the other day, and it was pretty good. And I said, maybe if you put some crust against it. And then I realized this is what Chicago's been basing their culinary food tech off of for the last century. So it's not that hard to come up with, guys.
So anyway, this Donato's pizza was kind of New York style, I guess. It was a thin crust, normal standard red tomato sauce. Pretty robust, I would say. It had a little bit of extra spice to it, which I liked. So thin crust, it had pepperoni, sausage, shaved ham, which was interesting in that it wasn't the typical kind of ham that you would normally expect on pizza, but it was actually almost like deli ham, like a little bit, and just kind of scattered about. And then banana peppers.
It's pretty good. I don't know how to feel about this ham situation.
The ham?
Is it just a wet, sloppy slice of ham that you use to slap your friend in the face with at 2 a.m? Like, what?
Huh? You do that? Do you do that, Russ?
I do that more than I'd like to admit.
You have friends that let you slap them with ham?
I had friends.
Oh, okay. That explains a lot, then.
Alan, will you please be my friend? I'm so lonely.
If you promise not to slap me with ham.
Listen, I slapped Kelsey with ham, and she is rethinking our relationship as we speak.
Well, I can't blame her.
I was like, aren't I a real ham? And that didn't fix anything. I shouldn't have texted her that 2 days later after the incident.
I mean, yeah. Maybe you should have said ham-let, more like ham-less.
I then also got a big stick of pepperoni and I put it in my zipper and I made it look like my dick. And
well, that's a pretty good goof, though, actually.
Is it?
I mean, I guess so.
She didn't enjoy it so much.
I think that's a cool flirty text.
Alan, do you want me to start sending those to you?
If you want, I don't know if you feel like it, Russ. Just do what your body tells you. Don't stop. Body rock.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Body Sensitive. Thank you. What's that Mr. asshole Boombastic. Again? Who's that? Randy, not Randy Savage. He's a human American hero.
Randy Jackson?
Who's that guy who everybody hates or everybody likes? I don't know. My mom listens to him.
Everybody hates or everybody likes.
he's in the middle. He's he's like a sex ed guy. He hosts a show. He's on the AV Club.
What? Oh, Dan Savage.
Dan Savage. Danny Savage. I want to call you out for a wrestling match, not because I'm a bigot in any form or way, but I feel like there have been things you said in the past that need to be atoned for in the ring. Dan Savage.
Yeah, he has kind of said some like bullshit transphobic stuff, but that's not good for a comedy show.
You listen, Danny Phantom Savage, I am out to kill you.
Danny Phantom is a cool guy, though.
Danny Phantom sucks.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. You ever see when he goes ghost?
No, because I didn't watch garbage for 9-year-olds. I watched real like cartoons, through walls? Like Dog and Scissors, where she wants to fuck the dog, but the dog won't fuck her because she has small titties.
This is an episode where we just say titties a bunch and feel bad about it.
I feel relieved because for a long time I've been wanting to say titties because titties is a very funny word to me, but I feel like it's bad. So I'm cut loose.
You should feel bad.
I just feel bad about everything, though. I opened up a pack of Cheez-Its the other day, and I felt bad. I was like, these are going to go bad one day, and it's my fucking fault.
I mean, everything goes bad eventually, Russ.
Well, I don't like to think that way.
You don't like thinking about the slow heat death of the universe?
I don't like thinking about anything, except Sonic. Or pizza.
Speaking of pizza, what the hell is your loadout this week?
I had a little Caesar's pepperoni.
Oh, good. Keeping it classic, huh?
Listen, Alan, I'm not...
I'm ready.
I'm not fucking fancy pants shithole like you, bro. I feel like I have a slow burning temper building up over the show after you're so mean to me because I can't afford these nice things you have. I'm a man on the skid row. I'm a sad boy. I live in the
cold. Yeah, 18 in life, skid row. I get it.
I guess. I don't know. Shit. You know, you're here buying $30 to $40 worth of pizza.
Now listen, it was only $26 and I paid $33 for the tip.
And I'm living out here. I gotta scrounge up dollar bills off the ground, step in front of the little Caesars man. He prods me with a spear, like the spear of Jesus, or whatever that was called.
Cuts you open, yeah.
Cuts me open emotionally, and also he doesn't kill me with it, but he definitely pokes me with his spear. And he hands me the pizza and then drops it on the ground and spits on it and says, "It's about the same quality, asshole." And I can't argue with it.
He heats it up with his spit, and he's like, "It's hot and ready now."
No, this guy, he's got good taste in gum. He only buys old, weird zoo gum, so he always adds a little zoo gum flavor.
He's got Fruit Stripe?
Fruit Stripe. Adds a little bit of Fruit Stripe, too.
I mean, that's probably better than the default Little Caesars.
So here I am crying at home eating Little Caesars, and I thought it was pretty fucking good this week.
Really?
You get a Little Caesars that sits in that hot zone for too long, it starts feeling like me after a sunburn. Scabby and irritated.
Feels like walking on the sun.
It's like the lyrics to that Smash Mouth song, yes. And because it makes me feel scabby and irritated when I listen to that Smash Mouth song. And when you get it and it's okay cooked, it just tastes like slightly better than a DiGiorno's.
Slightly better than a DiGiorno's? Really?
Yeah, slightly better than a DiGiorno's.
So this isn't really my Zollo doubt, but I've been getting into DiGiorno's recently.
Alan, no, I'm the pathetic slob. At least it's not a Hot Pocket. You know what? That should be their logo.
Oh, yeah. Okay, for real, though. But, like, don't ever eat a Hot Pocket, Ross. What are you doing?
I have had a Hot Pocket in the past. In the last year or so.
Do you know what you should do? Here's my suggestion.
Tell me what to do,
Ross.
Alan. Since you have everything fucking figured out.
Here's what you do. If I want a pizza during the week, I buy myself the brand new DiGiorno's pizzeria-style pizzas. I get one of those. If this is going to be my whole meal, I cut the pizza in half while it's frozen. I cook half of it. That's my meal.
What if it's a traditional half meal?
What do you mean, a traditional half meal?
There's like whole meal and there's half meal. I don't know.
Oh, you're a hobbit. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you do that, then you cut it into fourths and you just eat a fourth of the pizza. Or however much you want. You can cut it into thirds. I don't know what your stomach's like, Russ.
It doesn't look good.
Well, whatever fits your stomach, you just cut it into that fraction of a pizza. You cook that fraction of a pizza at a time. It's like 20 minutes or whatever. You got a nice piping hot za, and then you don't have to worry about leftovers.
What if... So part of my dream, my forever dream, is to just buy enough DiGiorno pizzas that I could start using them as dinner plates. Have I ever brought this up before?
No, but this is a pretty good idea. I'm interested.
So you just eat normal food, like eat a basket of fried shrimp, but you pour
yeah,
that
that's
on
normal
top
food,
of
all right. Yeah, normal food is a basket of fried shrimp, sure.
Fried chicken, french fries.
Yeah, Tyson chicken.
Fish
yeah,
and
sure.
Chips, Tyson chicken, bulk, I don't know. Like hamburger meat, just straight hamburger meat, and you put that on a pizza, you just scoop it up with a spoon, and then you might get some.
Oh, so you're talking sauce. About making, like, you know, like when you go to an Ethiopian restaurant or whatever, and they give you, like, that big thing of, like, flat bread that, like, you just tear off and, like, scoop everything up with? You want to do that with the DiGiorno pizza?
No, I want the food to go directly on the DiGiorno pizza, and then you eat it from there.
So you're not, like, trying to make it, like, naan or whatever, like an Indian restaurant or anything like that?
I guess not, no.
No, you want to use it as an actual plate. So you want, like a whenever you go, like, get a tortilla bowl at, like, Taco Bell or something, except, like, made of a DiGiorno.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay, I can feel that.
You know, can you feel anything anymore, Alan?
Not really.
Does this podcast hurt you in any way?
It isn't. I wish it could. I wish anything could anymore.
Should we talk up the Iggy Azalea news?
Yeah, this is Sonic News Reviews. Dudes?
I didn't know this would be featured as a Sonic News, because
it's
about pizza.
It's not a Sonic News, but it is a Sonic... It is a pizza news.
Wouldn't that go under the pizza segment?
I thought this was just general news, reviews, and dudes, but if you want to put it under Domino's Goes, we can.
Well, anything goes in Domino's Goes, baby. Anything.
I don't know how I feel about that, Russ. But okay, here's a Huffington Post article. Iggy Azalea says Papa John's driver gave out her phone number.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So Iggy Azalea is seeing red over Papa John's. Wah, wah. But it's not the sweet tomato sauce on the company's pizzas.
It's not the free little cups of butter.
So for real, though, that's the only good thing at Papa John's, though, is the fucking butter. They got their lube on point.
Yeah, they just know that people are forcing that shit down their throats. Like, the only way to get this down...
Yeah, she's seeing red over Papa John's, but it's not Papa John's rosacea.
No.
That sweaty old man that's on these commercials with the football guys.
It's definitely not the red ink placed all over the scripts that he scribbles away all the good dialogue or intelligible
It's not
speaking.
The red ink in their bank statement because they're bankrupt and they're in the red.
Are they bankrupt? Is Papa John's not being a good papa?
Can anybody actually? Does anybody actually fucking eat there?
I have had it before, and I didn't hate it, but it definitely was the food lube that was bringing.
That's the only thing that's good about it. You know what? Throughout high school, at my high school, you could go get normal school lunches, which are bullshit, like always, you know?
Yeah.
Or they had the extreme line. You get it. There's two separate lines of the high school thing. You could either get normal food, or at the very end, like at the line, they had like a separate thing that was your extreme meals, and you could pay like an extra like 75 cents or whatever. And for an extreme meal, you could either get a piece of pizza, or occasionally they had these really good chicken sandwiches. Yeah. But the pizza was always Papa John's pepperoni, and it was always cold because they would buy them in bulk, like 5 or 6 different pizzas, I guess, at a time, and then they would just use them all day. So we'd eat lunch at like 12, and they bought the pizzas at like 10:30, so they were all cold and shitty.
Do you think Papa John's exclusively eats Papa John's? Because he looks like a cold, sweaty, sad piece of his own pizza.
He kind of looks like, you know, when you have like whenever you have like some leftover pizza and you didn't put it in the fridge, you just kind of left it on the counter, and it kind of has like a little bit of sweat that's formed on it, like condensation. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what he looks like. He kind of looks like a shitty pizza. But anyway.
Does he ever worry that like Peyton, is it Peyton? Peyton's going to reach over and take a big old chomp out of his shoulder thinking he's a big old slice of pizza. It's got to smell like a garlicky crust most of the time.
I mean, I guess. He probably reeks of Food Loop.
Well, he pissed Iggy Azalea off, so that's good for me. I don't know.
I don't really like her. I don't really like him. If they can destroy each other.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend, but if they're both my enemy, then they're...
Then I guess they're both my friends?
Listen, if Sonic weathers the storm, we can too. He's,
Well, here's the most fucked up thing. Is that she said, Papa John was my favorite pizza, but the drivers they use give out your personal phone number to their family members.
Oh,
so she got a text from, hello, is this Iggy Azalea? My brother had delivered something from Papa John's to you, and he gave me the number on Friday night. I am your number one fan. Please call me back. Is this you? Please answer. You are my idol. So first of all, what kind of crazy, like, how is she anybody's idol?
Yeah. I don't know.
Second of all, I'm seeing a story in the sidebar that says Bill Hader loses it when Dana Carvey disses Kanye West. And I'm clicking on this now because this is a much more interesting story.
I should probably be backing you up while you try to research this stuff, but I'm not going to.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to actually watch this video. I don't really give a shit about Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, you motherfucker. I've never forgiven you for killing Garth off.
Did Garth die in the movies?
I swear Garth died. I was watching it the other day, and then
did that happen in Wayne's World too?
Blood started draining out of Garth's eye, and he said, "Creepy pasta."
He said, "Creepy pasta." I was dead the whole time.
It was like I looked at my VHS cartridge, and I noticed that there was like a sticker from a carp. And I remember there was a kid in my class named Carp who was blind, and he died when his dad choked him out in a bathtub.
His last words were "Carpe diem."
Carpe diem. Seize the day. Seize the Za. What if Carpe Diem was, throughout all these years, mistranslated and was actually Seize the Za?
This is another one of your shitty Denny's Baconalia goofs.
I just want to get my deal. You know, I got to get an advertising deal out there, so I'm spinning new angles on great brands.
No, I really love this. I really love this. You're disrupting the brand, the process of managing brands. I'm really into it. You're creating some great content out here.
I love good content. You know me. They call me Johnny Good Content.
Johnny Good Content. That's really cool because your name's not Johnny. And your content is decidedly non-good.
Speaking of somebody whose name isn't Johnny, welcome to Sonic News Views, Reviews, and Tudes. I can't speak this week.
Nudes, Rudes,
Sonic
Tudes,
Nudes.
Crudes.
There are no Sonic Nudes. You're going to have to go to Divine Art for that shit.
Ask RJ. He might be able to draw one. I don't know.
Ask Shadow. He might draw you one. He is a genie, by the way. Like a genie in a bottle.
Yeah.
Alan, what the fuck? Are you okay, dude?
What?
You hear that coming?
What's going on?
Are you okay, bro?
What? What happened?
Some sirens are wailing.
Oh, yeah, there are some sirens outside. The cops are coming to rescue for your shitty jokes.
Alan, I may have you duct taped to a chair with a pizza box taped to your face so that I just imagine you as a giant anthropomorphic pizza, but I can't have you leave me.
But I do like to imagine myself as a giant anthropomorphic pizza, but I've also been self-cannibalizing, so this is really...
Original character, do not steal Pizza Alan.
Don't steal me, I'm Pizza Alan. But instead of eyes, I've just got two big pepperonis. You sewed them over my eye sockets. I can't see anything.
Speaking of original characters, we're in a world that might one day be devoid of original characters in the way that these people, these video game journalists, are speaking. Polygon writer. What's their name again?
Colin Campbell.
Colin Campbell is terrified, like we are, of a world.
He's scared.
Where kids don't love Sonic anymore.
Okay, so he says, Sonic was a 1990s superstar, an icon of age of rapid progress and speed, but today's kids couldn't give a stuff about Sonic's most famous mascot. Is this guy British or something? Is that a phrase? I don't know.
He loves Johnny Lightfoot from Fleetwood.
Yeah, he's... Oh, shit, is this... I'm looking at his picture. It's a polygonal rabbit man, so yep.
Oh, fuck. Polygonal. I don't remember him being polygonal at the top.
Rabbits are naturally polygonal.
You mean polygamy? Like, they do fuck a lot. That's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Same thing.
Colin also, Campbell fucks a lot. Like all video game journalists.
Look, he ain't a player, but he crusts a lot.
That's right. Big pun. Ethics. Collusion. Gamergate. Thank you.
Hashtags. Hashtag. SVU. Iced tea.
You know what? I'm sorry to say, Colin Campbell, I get where you're going at. These kids are all fucked up, but you know who are fucking the kids up? Feminism.
Sure.
Feminism is what's killing Sonic. Sonic can't be a man's man anymore. He can't hold open the door for a girl because they'll get mad at him.
Well, see, Sonic never wanted to hold open the door for a girl because he's too fast. If he stands around too long, he starts tapping his foot and looking at the camera.
But at least he had the option. And frankly, and I'm just so tired of all these people saying Sonic isn't politically correct. Guess what? He doesn't have to be. He's very fast, and he can outrun politics and correctness.
He can outrun public opinion.
He's immune to criticism. So, yeah. That's all I have to say.
I'm trying to read this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Sonic Boom for 3DS and Wii U sold fewer than 500,000 units combined.
As it should.
That's what it deserves.
The only thing that Sonic Boom could outrun is the bargain bin.
I guess.
He could not outrun that bargain bin because he was already in that fucking thing.
The main problem I have with this...
Are you going to buy it, Alan? Are you going to get down on Boom?
Am I going to get down on Boom? I will play it if somebody else buys it for me, because I will not pay money for that fucking game.
I think I promise that the second it goes under $15, I will buy it.
We need to do a Let's Play together. And by Let's Play, I mean we turn it on and then we both cry for like 5 hours.
That sounds like most of my Saturday nights. Most nights in general.
Most days, too. Most days. The only time Russ isn't crying is when he's recording this, actually. This is the only human interaction he has during the whole week.
It's when I have Alan strapped to a chair with duct tape with a pizza box covering his face when he's Pizza Alan. That's his character.
That's my character. Don't steal me.
Don't steal him. Please.
Please steal me away from you.
And the sad part is he still won't be my fucking friend.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
Ugh, I'm so frustrated. Have people noticed that on these last few episodes I've gotten a lot quicker to jump to anger?
Yeah, it's a sexual frustration.
I do have a lot of sexual frustration, Pizza Alan. Can I have a moment to call out Kelsey? It's not your fault, baby. It's Sonic and Pizza's fault that I love them so much. And that's why I have this frustration. It's like mental, what is it? Discognosis? What is it called again?
Discognosis. Yeah, that's a word.
Discognosis.
Definitely.
That's the name of my new electronic outfit with Neon Indian and me are going to tour soon.
Neon Indian?
That's a real fucking thing. It's a chill wave. Say so. Don't worry about.
Shit wave?
No. Vaporwave. I don't fucking know. There's so many goddamn waves now. There was just a time when there was just Wave the Bird or Wave the Falcon or whatever.
Or the
was.
Wave Bird, the controller for the GameCube.
Yeah, there was a time
it,
when it was just the Wave Bird. The Wave Bird was so fucking good, bro.
Really?
Oh, so
you know what? I did use the Wave Bird to play Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
And in some ways, that battle of Sonic Adventure 2 still fights on in our hearts, but Sonic Boom gave in real quick. About the first 2 days of its development when its team was like, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, the first 2 days of development where they had a whiteboard and they said, and they wrote, good game? And then they crossed it out. The other thing is, there was another article on The Verge. So, Vox Media is just really hitting it all up this week. It was their article name was, Sonic the Hedgehog Needs to Die, and then subtitle, And Soon, by Andrew Webster.
Andrew, why? I thought we had something here, Andrew.
Yeah, I don't know what
I love your dictionaries. Why the fuck would you fuck with me like this?
Look, Emmanuel Lewis, I love you. You're a little short guy. You're pretty cool. I mean, there's some things he says that are right. Like, he was the reason to own a Sega Genesis. That is very true. Although he does say, I'm not crazy enough to think that the Genesis was a better console than the SNES. It definitely was, dummy.
It definitely was, pal. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Blah, blah, blah. The Sonic Adventure game series for the ill-fated Dreamcast was great. I wouldn't say ill-fated, but yeah, it was.
I think sabotage is a better word for it.
Sabotage by Sony, yes.
I don't know.
How do you feel about these people thinking, like, all this doom and gloom?
I think we need to boycott, dude. These guys are having an all-out war.
Yeah, you know what? Sonic Boom doesn't sell well, as it should. I mean, it should definitely not sell. It shouldn't have even sold 500,000 copies, because that's insane.
That's crazy to me. I didn't even know there were half a million Wii U sold out there. I thought everybody's still waiting for the Dreamcast, too.
Yeah, I mean, we both have Wii U's, but we only have that because of Sonic being in Brawl. So.
Have you gone to GameStop yet and pre-ordered a Dreamcast 2?
I have a pre-order that I made in, like, 2001. I hope they still honor it. It was made at Babbage's, so I don't really know.
I just walked up to them, and I handed them $300, and I said, the Dreamcast 2 is out. You'll remember me.
You'll remember me. I'm wearing a Sonic hat.
I was wearing a Sonic hat, and I was covered in blood at the time.
And they'll remember me because I was the guy that was a human pizza.
you were Pizza Alan back then, back before you gave up and just tried to become Alan Black, and I dragged you back into this world.
You dragged me back in. I thought I was out, but I'm back in again.
I just have
this for one last job, which is this podcast.
Oh, hey, Alan, it's your wife calling again. She wants to know why you put the pizza box back on.
Look, the world needs me now more than ever.
Speaking of the world needs us more than ever, we need to talk about this new fucking Sonic Boom to let people know this week it ain't worth watching again.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. It fucking sucked.
It was a fucking nightmare. It was fucking boring.
So we watched episode 11, Cowbot.
Yeah. Hey, does that title fill you with excitement or joy?
Cows, which is like the most boring of all animals.
Yeah.
See, did I tell you about so my school, like, NC State is like super like agriculture, like they have like a lot of like they have like a veterinary department.
Did I ever tell you that WSU is super agricultural too?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you probably can relate to this. Well, so here's a weird thing. So the physics building is also shared by the animal science people, mm-hmm. which is really fucking weird.
No.
Right? Because those are like the most disparate of topics.
Yeah.
I think, and I do know that like. There was one time I was walking by a classroom and I looked in the window and there was a weird graphic picture of somebody reaching into one of those cow windows that they cut inside of their stomachs.
What is it called again? I was going to bring that up. A matriculated cow? What is that?
Yeah, the matriculated cow. That's my favorite Bradbury story.
What is it called? The
illustrated cow. Yeah, it's like matriculated cow. Matroshka cow.
Oh my gosh.
It's a little cow inside.
I don't even know what matriculated means. Probably is something racist. Way I say things.
You don't you matriculate through your major?
Maybe. Oh, you're doing.
I think you're...
Enrolled you're at a... Listen, it's a cow that enrolled in college and they betrayed him and fucking killed him.
He completed enough classes in his major to matriculate. And then they cut him open.
They cut him open, the fuckers.
The fuckers. That's what these animal science people do and it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. They betray their own.
We're all animals, man. Human animals.
Think about it.
That's also the name of my new band, is Human Animals.
I like it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Alan, this new episode, really, really boring. Like, if you look at the title, Cowbot.
Cowbot.
Hey, let's look at another great
A big recurring bit that was from this episode was Cowbot slowly floating towards the characters.
Yeah.
And, like, just being real slow and boring.
Not of high-speed, thrilling adventures in this in this program, it seems.
No, so the beginning of the episode is Sonic throwing Knuckles. Was it Sonic throwing Knuckles or Knuckles throwing Sonic into a tree?
I think it was Knuckles.
Knuckles picks up Sonic and throws him like a discus, kind of, into a tree, and some coconuts fall down, and there's like four coconuts, and that beat their previous record of three, and Tails is like narrating it with a pine cone. Amy looks like she's hella bored, like we are.
Yeah.
So for the first time, we agree with her, and that this is fucking stupid. Then Eggman's cowbot slowly floats into the distance. Like, it's, like, there, and then, like, it lands, and they tip it over, and, like, Tails, like, reaches into its, like, matriculated hole, and he, like, rearranges its guts, and then it goes and hunts Eggman down, and then Sonic is, like, totally cool with the cow just, like, going to kill Eggman, which is, like, yeah, that's something Sonic would do. He'd let it go kill him. But everybody else is, like, no, we need drama in this fucking 11 minutes.
Everybody needs drama. Hey, why don't people just feel joy or happiness anymore to see their beloved
characters? Kind of drama I need? Johnny drama. Entourage, the movie, coming out 2015.
Do you think there's any lineage between Entourage and Sonic Boom?
I think in my two to the week, we're going to find out.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness gracious.
So anyway, this episode's bad. Oh. This episode's bad. The one weird bit... Okay, so Sonic does make a chili dog in Eggman's lab. So that was cool, I thought, maybe, a little bit.
It looked like a good hot dog. It looked like a decent
hot dog. It looked pretty good.
Dog.
It had some cheese on it and stuff, and it was kind of, it looked pretty good.
It had cheese, it had, like, strips of
a
onion.
Mustard swirl,
like,
and, like, some
shit.
Onion. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It looked cool.
There was that one time when they're, like, eating marshmallows by the fire, and then Eggman says, "Hey, Sonic, bro, what's up with you and Amy?" I thought that was weird.
Why do you think Eggman would be into Sonic's fuck life?
Do you think he's shipping?
Do you think
he just walks up to like Sonic and like, "Hey, what's your fuck style, Sonic?"
Do you think he's interested in Amy and wants that? Because she's like the only girl.
The only female except for Styx, who's like,
what
who's
is,
a disgusting character.
I don't even
character.
Think Styx exists. She was on screen, but nobody interacted with her or was near her or treated her with any
Styx
respect.
Is like Rosencrantz and Guildensterning this up. She's just like exists in the background. And she's just waiting to die.
She's like that one Biggie album, but not as cool.
Yeah, Ready to Die. Suicidal Thoughts is about Biggie.
Yeah.
When I die, fuck it, I want to go to hell. Because she's a piece of shit, and it's hard to fucking tell.
Yeah. Oh, man. Biggie, Sticky. Speaking of Sticky.
Super Nintendo,
Sega Genesis. You know,
when I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 15 screen money, green leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with a chauffeur, phone bill about 2 G's flat, no need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew's lounging, celebrate every day, no more public housing.
Do you think it would have blown his mind if he had known about the TurboGrafx-16?
Do you think he would have played the Sega Saturn?
Do you think he would have gotten into Bonk? Like, what the fuck? There's a third one of these? Motherfucker? A Bonk?
Do you think he originally bought the Mega Drive? And like, he bought the Japanese one, like he had it imported, but he realized he couldn't rhyme anything with it?
The Super Famicom, man, I never knew I'd be number one. I don't know. That's why I'm not Biggie, though. He was the talent.
He was a dope lyricist. He could have done it.
He could have done it.
He could have. He could have rhymed it with Dreamcast if he wanted to.
Yeah. What if?
Too bad he died before the Dreamcast came out.
What if?
I think he would have really enjoyed it.
I think it would have saved the Dreamcast.
I think it would have if Biggie could have made his own game.
Yeah.
What would a Biggie game be like?
I bet it would have been super thoughtful and beautiful.
It would have been like Parappa.
It would have been super thoughtful and beautiful, like 50 Cent's game, which is introspective.
Yeah, best game outside of the Sonic franchise, hands down.
By far. And you can see the lineage there. I think we've talked about this in the past.
You see
Sonic Adventure 2.
Picked up some inspiration from Sonic Adventure 2, definitely.
Yeah, no, totally.
That one scene where you're driving the Humvee down the highway, that's kind of like City Escape a little bit.
Do you ever think when DJ Woo Kid was plummeting to Earth and saying, "Maria, quietly"? Do you think that was inspired in any way?
Yeah, do you remember that one part where Lloyd Banks just kind of runs by in the background and he's like chasing after a frog, but he's not really in the rest of the plot of the game?
Yeah, I was always weirded out by how Lloyd Banks, like, he was a fishing minigame in 50 Cent Bulletproof, so I don't know.
That was pretty cool. Do you remember that part where Tony Yayo had to hunt down all these robots?
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
Kill them, and then he was like helping out that bird at the end?
No, it's true.
Yeah, Tony Yayo's.
Oh, G-Unit. God bless.
G-Unit. God bless you guys. 50 Cent, kind of the ultimate fighting freak.
He is the ultimate fighting freak. I wouldn't say he's a direct analog for Knuckles like Big Boy is, but...
No,
I
but
feel the
pretty
spirit.
Damn close.
Pretty damn close. If there was one song worth covering, because I know there's not a lot of covers, as I learned tonight from an expert from the world of drawing...
Yeah.
There's one song to cover. I'd love to hear 50 Cent's take on the Knuckles song from
Unknown From Me?
Yeah, Unknown From Me.
Or Unknown To Me, whatever. Now, do you want the one that was in Sonic Adventure 1 or 2? Because there are two different versions. Mm-hmm. See, the one in Sonic Adventure 1 is sung by a guy that kind of sounds like DMX. And then the Sonic Adventure 2 is Hunted P.
How about both?
I mean, he mixes them both up. Like, he does a verse from one and a verse from the other.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how the bar
radio
structure is.
Why aren't we big radio and execs or, like, the label execs or whatever? Why are we fucking rich, Alan?
Why aren't we rich yet?
It's because we got to deal with Sonic Boom ruining our lives.
It's because we're artists and we have to struggle and starve for it.
I'm a storyteller. I just can't handle this shit anymore. Speaking of shit I can't handle, Alan, I hear you have a tube this week.
It's going to blow your goddamn mind.
Entourage flavor.
It's got Entourage
flavor. I'm hoping Jeremy Piven co-wrote a issue of the Sonic. Because Piven's a big quillhead. I've talked with him before. When he was doing his weird car dealership movie, I was on set. I was addicted to some substance. I don't remember if it was glue or heroin.
Oh, it was additive in those chili dogs, I told you.
Oh, shit. Really?
You now, almost got killed like Mellow
B. You're my supplier, but I didn't know.
I meant to tell you. I add that additive in there to make it taste real good, but you almost overdosed.
Yeah.
So, my character, my tune of the week this week is Tommy Turtle.
Tommy Turtle.
He was a childhood friend of Sonic the Hedgehog and Sally Acorn, and later a member of the Knothole Freedom Fighters. He became a member of the Brain Trust along with Tails and Rotor. Sam Fisher. And creating of inventions. Tommy became a pawn for Eggman's son, Adam, after coming into contact with the nanites.
Wait, Eggman got laid?
In a spiritual sense.
He got laid? Oh, shit.
Yeah, who'd fuck that creep?
Yeah, who would fuck a criminal? Except if it was like a James Dean type, then you would get seduced.
A James Dean criminal?
Listen,
you mean James Dean the porn star or James Dean the actor?
The famous actor. I don't watch adult films. I watch Zathura.
But you said that Zathura had a bunch of titties in it, didn't you?
I said it the opposite, and ever since then it scarred me, because it was such a fucking good movie and it had no titties
in
it.
So you only watch softcore movies in that they have a lot of boobs in them, but not explicitly porn.
No. That's why I only watch anime, because those are all just lines.
Those are all just, it's basically the same thing.
It's literally all just lines. If your mom walks in on you watching hentai or anime porn...
Please, Russ, I know this. I'm an expert from the world of drawing. Have you heard of it?
What if there was a series of art pieces which was just like anime girls masturbating, and all of them said this is not an anime girl masturbating and it's just art, so fuck off, mom.
Oh, you mean like that that this is not a pipe thing?
No, this is a pipe though. I just bonged it, bro. You just got caught off guard, baby.
Oh, woo! Man, I got herbed on.
Alan's got a big old puff of smoke in his pizza face. Pizza Alan here doesn't know what's happening.
See, the thing is that the pizza filters it out, so I can't get high.
God damn. I should not have... It's kind of funny because I did that in front of the actual This Is Not a Pipe art piece, and now it smells like weed for the rest of the time. And the artist who originally drew that high-fived me, and it was so cool. And it was just so great. And tell me more about Turtle... Fuck.
Let me let's talk some Turtle here.
Up a segment of our podcast talk about Turtle?
No, we're not, because that's a segment from a different podcast.
Much better podcast that you should.
Much better podcast. Please don't listen to it. Listen to this.
Yeah.
So he was a childhood friend of Sonic's who grew up in Mobotropolis.
Are we all though? What's so special about that? I don't know.
Well, here's what's so special about him. One day, Sonic originally picked on Tommy due to his slow speed, but when Tommy finally stood up for himself and challenged Sonic to a foot race, everything changed. Tommy won the race after Sonic fell asleep right before the finish line, never expecting Tommy to catch up before he woke. After that, Sonic had a new appreciation for him. So, think about that.
I'm thinking. Okay.
Later on, he joined the Freedom Fighters, and he was an inventor, like Sonic like Tails and Rotor, and he unfortunately... Sam Fisher and Rotor, sorry. And he was investigating some nanites, which turned out to belong to Adam, which is the sentient... let me find out the exact acronym. The Autonomous Digital Assault Microbe, that an artificial intelligence created by Dr. Eggman. The nanites possessed Tommy Turtle, and he became coated in metal, basically. He kind of looked like Shredder, but if Shredder was a turtle, like from Ninja Turtles.
That's pretty dope.
It's pretty fucking dope.
So
he controlled him, and he somehow collected all of the Chaos Emeralds in the universe and brought them to Mobius, where he would use their powers to defeat Eggman's enemies. While he was fighting Sonic at the end, and for a brief moment he regained control and then flew himself into the fire of the egg carriers and got reduced to a pile of ash. So he killed himself so he could destroy the nanites and save everybody.
People don't fuck around in the Archie universe. It's life or death.
He flew into the egg fleet and allowed himself to be obliterated. His remains little more than ash, is what it says. This is Sonic the Hedgehog number 169.
Little more than ash.
Tommy's ashes are currently rest at Knothole Graveyard beside Sir Connery. However, the graveyard status is unknown with the recent destruction of Knothole. The hospital in New Mobotropolis is named in his memory. So Tommy Turtle Memorial Hospital. I think that's where Dr. Quack works, actually.
Dr. Quack stares down at his leg and said, at least he didn't fucking fly into some jet engines, you motherfucker. That's brutal.
Yeah, I told you. He's a hero, though.
Oh, man. It's kind of like the dramatic death of Turtle in Entourage when he sacrificed himself.
He flies into the sun.
And then screamed Maria as he plummeted to the earth.
Yeah. You know, I've always said Turtle, closest we'll get to human shadow.
Was it weird at the end of Entourage when Jeremy Piven decided that humanity deserved to exist and shouldn't be reduced to a state of pure DNA?
Remember that part where he woke up on the beach and then E said, like, disgusting at him?
Remember when he masturbated over Marky Mark's comatose body? I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, like, everybody does
that. Good night, folks. This has been a great episode.
Oh, we got questions. What are you talking about, you shithead?
What else are we going to masturbate on tonight in the question segment?
We're going to masturbate metaphorically to the idea that people sent us questions and
you
care
know what?
About our show.
Marky Mark is no, like, stranger to self-masturbatory, like, shit, because his whole Wahlburgers. Shut up, Marky Mark. I don't even like your song.
Are you saying he's masturbating with these burgers?
In and of itself, it is pretty masturbatory.
I mean, it's a masturbatory idea for a show, but is it literally masturbatory, too? Because I can imagine that.
I'm not the fucking Supreme Court. I can't dictate this shit, Alan.
I mean, you can.
Contact your local congressman and see, like, if they can pass a bill.
Yeah, call up your congressman and say, hey, is Marky Mark fucking them burgs?
Do you think that if we got this bill passed, it would also ban everything Kevin Smith's ever done in his entire life?
Yeah, that guy has been you know why he has those big old jorts? So he can reach his hands in there and jerk his shitty dick.
And we've never noticed.
Yeah, he's always wearing those big Junko jorts because he has both of his hands down the front of his pants.
He
just tugging.
He bought those two airplane. I feel. Let's not make fun of him for being fat.
No, let's make fun of his jorts.
Yeah. The jorts are a choice, not a privilege.
See, I'm fat too, but I wear normal pants because come on.
Can I just say the joke I was going to make?
Just say your fucking joke. He bought the two airplane seats so he could jerk off in one of them?
Yeah, so he could jerk off between them.
Okay, so what you think he's like sitting on like the armrest and he's like spread eagle just jerking it on the plane?
Yes.
Well, see, the thing is he has to wait for whenever like the cabin depressurizes a little bit so he can get a little bit lightheaded. So that way when he comes, he gets like a high. It's
is
a
this
better.
Our grossest episode yet?
Did we talk about sauce coming out of our dicks like we did in that one episode?
That's true.
I think not.
But that's not that gross.
We did say titties at least 30 times.
Titty, but that was just a... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to edit titties out and replace it with, like, shadows. Or knuckles.
Boobos.
Knuckles. If we ever say knuckles, we mean titties. And if we ever say titties, we mean knuckles.
Yeah, big boy, human titties.
Knuckle boy, titty boy, think about it.
Oh, shit. Except 2 Chainz is human vector.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Whatever, we'll get to the bottom of this at a later time.
We'll get to the bottom of this in a rap episode. Look yeah, forward to it.
Look forward to that. That's coming sooner than later.
It's one of the two. It's either sooner or later. I don't know
Listen,
which one.
Listen, time is a round, flat circle. It's a round and flat circle. It's implied
it's
that's round.
It's a pizza.
Think about it. Oh, I never thought about it before. Is it a flat
It's a round
pizza,
table
though?
Pizza. Yeah, it's a thin crust.
Thin crust. Flat crust. Have you ever had a flat crust before? It sticks to your gums and it's like bone marrow crust.
It's just a piece of paper.
That says pizza written on it.
That's what you have taped to my face.
That's what I want Alan to be. But he won't be my friend.
I'll be pizza Alan.
I want him to be my friend first, more than being a pizza, to be honest. But I can't have either, it seems like.
Okay. Speaking of friends... our friend Ravi
don't
sent us a good...
Don't reveal that all of the people who sent us questions aren't actually fans. They're just people we bother on Twitter.
Well, he sent this... He offered this one up voluntarily to me, so shut up.
Okay, sorry.
So he said, okay, so I went to Red Robin today and witnessed a kid just beating up on a Shadow the Hedgehog doll. So my question is, what Sonic the Hedgehog character would you beat up inside of a Red Robin?
New Knuckles. I would like to beat up the new Knuckles because he's sad and depressing and he looks like if I beat the shit out of him, whatever was still there might be beaten out of him.
Do you think maybe he'd be weaker if he was inside the Red Robin? Do you think because this new Knuckles is obsessed with gains and, like, getting, like, good fitness and stuff like that and working out, like, even when it's unhealthy, do you think he was like, ugh, saturated fats. Maybe I can't take it.
Maybe the smell of oil would gross him out, but I don't think, like, being around burgers makes people... Maybe...
Weak?
Do vegans get weaker if you put them around, like, a cheeseburger or something?
Yeah, it's a kryptonite, isn't it?
I'm not a vegan. My sister was...
Maybe they get a little bit queasy. I don't know.
My sister was a vegan Sonic the Hedgehog moderator.
That's pretty good. So she couldn't eat the chili dogs, though.
Yeah, she couldn't eat those
chili dogs. Don't you have to, like, eat a chili dog so you can become, like, inoculated and, like, become a Sonic the Hedgehog moderator? Don't you have to, like, eat, like, a magic chili dog and it, like, lets you see the wonders of the world or whatever?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what it was. That's in my dreams, that's what it is.
Well, Alan, I wouldn't know. I never became one, and she never told me her secrets. Love you, sis. Oh.
Well, so it could be true, but you just don't know.
Can I have a moment to call out my sister?
Go ahead.
Hey, sis. What's up? Can I have a moment to call out Kelsey, too?
Go ahead.
Kelsey, I love you. Please ignore my comments about masturbating on Marky Mark.
Please ignore the times we've said titties in this episode,
too. Don't worry. She has never listened to this show, so everything is
fine. Did she even listen to the one that she was on?
I think she may have listened to it. And it was.
She said she wanted to be on another episode and become drunker.
That's
now
true.
That we can all legally drink.
She wants to be on another episode. People like the Kelsey episode. I like it.
Yeah, that was probably her best episode.
I like Kelsey. I like, and you know, the RJ episode was pretty good, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're giving ourselves feedback. We don't ask for fan feedback because we know what we want and what we need.
If you want send fan feedback, just send it to @HogcastSD on Twitter.
But only if it's nice and makes Russ feel good.
Yeah, if you send us anything mean, I'll delete it before I let Russ see it. Yeah. Or maybe I'll just send it directly to him.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
So, I think my character that I beat up in Red Robin, I wouldn't say Eggman because I think he might enjoy being in a Red Robin too much.
You think he'd enjoy being beaten because he's a pervert.
Yeah, he's a pervert.
Masochist.
He's like, oh, the only way this could be better is if I had my copy of Seaman. That's not Eggman voice. Is that pretty good?
Do you guys have a Seaman burger?
Like, no, Eggman. We're not jerking off on our burgers like Marky
Mark. It's not 1999 anymore, bro.
Yeah.
Do you guys serve cheeseburgers that have eggs on them?
No, that's Waffle House.
Brother.
Is he Hulk Hogan?
No, it's Liquid Snake, but I guess he's also Hulk Hogan.
Oh, he's too. Liquid Snake. That's cool. I like when they chopped when he got his arm chopped off.
They chopped and screwed him.
Well, they chopped and screwed him. Dirty South. Yeah.
The Houston flavor. Is it Houston?
The Houston flavor. Yeah, I'm a young Houston hardhead. Are all about the Skrilla. Probably something candy coated, crawling like a caterpillar. Yeah, I got it.
Remember when Eggman went Dirty South? And he wanted to defeat Eggman using, I mean, he wanted to defeat Sonic. He wanted to defeat himself because, you know, internal.
Remember when, like, you were in the chemical zone and, like, was that Sonic 2?
It was Purple Drink.
It was, yeah, that was Scissorp.
Scissorp. Yes.
It was that lean.
You know, Eggman, the original Eggman voice actor. No, I can't make that joke. I'm at it.
Was Bun B? Was it Pimpsy or Bun B?
Pimpsy. I was going to say, whoever was the first guy to die from drinking purple drink.
Oh, it was the other guy in the Underground Kings. I forget which one. I think it was Pimp C,
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Whichever one of you guys
Robin
in
Williams
UGK.
And that guy.
I forget which one of those guys died. Yeah, it's Pimp C. My bad.
Anyway, my voice cracked there. Let's ask Pimp the last question
like a human
and head
Knuckles.
Out of here. Let's do this.
Are we gonna do one from Johnny?
Let's drop this, Johnny. Johnny's an old friend. He's known throughout a lot of Twitter as the guy who tweets at Sonic, that's not fucking fair. I've been doing that since 2006.
Yeah, for real, though, he copped our brand, and it's pissing me
off.
Hey,
Johnny, why don't you come onto this podcast and defend yourself, you asshole?
Yeah, please.
You garbage man.
Garbage man.
Yeah,
he works as a garbage man.
We should actually have Johnny on here.
We should actually have him on here, because he's probably funnier than us. I don't know.
No, that's not true. I want him on here to put him in his fucking place.
Okay, well, that works, too.
Which is New York, New York, the city that never sleeps. Anyway, Alan, please drop
this. Yeah, Empire State of Mind. So his question is, when did Sonic hit puberty?
Sonic hit puberty when he was... Alan, do you have this one? This is a little Sonic factoid I don't actually have.
Okay. So as far as I understand it, Sonic hit puberty at age 12.
He did have disgustingly human feet in the womb, so maybe right when he got out, The rest of his body kind of conformed to his disgusting human fate.
Well, see, the thing is, I thought I knew when he hit puberty, but RJ's theory about him being a monotreme kind of changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he was a monotreme, that means he hatched from an egg.
That's true.
So, I really don't know anymore. I guess it kind of depends.
Maybe he was birthed out of...
I guess it was between Sonic 3 and Sonic Adventure 1.
Do you think Sonic was part of some sort of Les Enfants Terribles style?
Yeah, Les Enfants Terribles. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you think did he get all the recessive genes or the dominant genes or a mix of both?
He got all of them.
He got all the good genes.
He got all the good genes that you need, baby.
Yeah. He's also got a cool jean jacket. But that's only Sonic Boom Sonic because he's fused with his arms.
What if Sonic just started wearing all denim? How cool would that be?
That'd be fucking cool. Imagine like him just rolling up to the scene and he's like wearing a denim jacket and he's got denim pants and he's got like a cool belt buckle and he's smoking a cigarette.
And he's like, kiss the cook, baby. Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Kiss my cock. What's up? I'm Sonic. It's me, I'm Dice Man.
You ever kiss a rabbit between the ears? Get it? It's my dick.
Anyway. My dick looks like a rabbit. What's up?
Well, it's because you spread the legs. I don't know. What's something douchebags say? Do you think Sonic would have been a natural member of Entourage?
Do you think... Maybe.
Listen, the Entourage movie is actually a backdoor pilot. Backdoor Sonic's butthole.
It's Turtle, it's E, it's Johnny Drama. They're jumping on things and freeing all these little animals from these like capsules.
You're a douchebag.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We're pretty cool, Alan.
Yeah, we are.
We learned a lot of good stuff this week. We learned about friendship and how we don't have that yet, but we want it.
No, but we desperately want it. Please.
We're just two lost, lonely boys.
We're lost, lonely boys. The hit Latino rock band. The
Chicano rock band, excuse me.
Chicano rock band, yeah. My mom actually liked those guys. I thought it was bullshit because they were, like, shitty.
So the only, like, role models you ever had were the Lost Lonely Boys.
Yeah, Lost Lonely Boys, Machete.
And Knuckles the Echidna.
And I guess Tikal.
Well, she was a role model in so much that you
could
touch her
and Santana, I guess.
I guess
Santana.
Wasn't Santana a white guy? I don't remember.
Santana's not white.
He made music for white people, so I just assumed he was a white guy.
Yeah, he's like the one guy that kind of like was in both worlds.
Like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, like Miley Cyrus. His name's Carlos. He's Mexican. Yeah, he's from Mexico.
Miley Cyrus would go as her other form, Tyler the Creator.
The Creator. Wait, that doesn't even fucking make any sense.
They were popular at around the same time, maybe.
I thought she was related to French Montana.
French Montana. She may be from French Canada, but I don't know for sure. No, that's Enya. I think you're getting Enya mixed up in this mix.
You mean Jay Giles' mom?
Jay Giles' mom. Oh, Enya. Sail away. We should replace Live and Learn with Sail Away.
I mean, maybe. If you feel like it, we can do that.
I don't want to risk it. Me and Jean Sano are on good terms. Me and Enya are a little... We don't see eye to eye all the time.
How do you feel about Pat Metheny? Is he in good terms with you? Can we use his music?
Maybe. I told him last train home, like... The last train, I need to get on the last train home because I don't want to hear any of this fucking music anymore.
Yeah. The smooth experimental jazz, I'm not into it anymore.
Listen, I just like my jazz non-experimental because I'm a very conservative person.
Yeah, you're a jazz punk, I get it.
Yeah. I'm jazz punk, by the way.
I'm jazz punk.
Jazz experimental. I don't believe in science. That's why I don't get my kids vaccinated.
You're a jazz creationist. Jazz. Yeah, I get it.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, wait, hold on. We should do some plugs.
Oh, okay, sure. Alan, drop some plugs on me.
So, follow me on Twitter, @ActionAlan. And your Twitter, Russ?
Twitter.com/PissGoblin. PissGoblin.
Why do you have to give the fucking URL? Why don't you just say what your Twitter handle is?
Because we all know. Can't people click on their screen and it opens it up, like in a hyperlink?
Are you saying that if we say the audio, they'll click on the waveforms and
it's a hyperlink. It takes you a little hyperlink. It's a service I'm creating.
So if I just say the name of a website, they can click on my words,
yes,
and it'll take them to a place. So if I say baddragon.com, it'll take them to the baddragon.com dildo website.
If I say boobazone.com right now and then you click your screen, you might be wasted a whole afternoon.
Well, Boobazone got shut down, so they're not going to...
Brought it back up.
Just for they rehosted a different URL, but boobazone.com doesn't work anymore. Booba.republican does work.
We should see if we can pick up boobazone.com and use that as our...
As our thing, so we can get all... We can steal fans of different podcasts.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good idea. Let's do that. Anyway. Oh, if you want to follow the podcast itself, it's at HogcastSD for speedy delivery. We're in the site for our podcast. We haven't put it up on iTunes yet. That's coming soon. But the site for our podcast is hogcast.podbean.com. Hey, we got like an RSS or whatever.
I forgot. Follow me on Instagram, Russell K. Walsh.
What's the K stand for, Kurt?
My middle name, Kendrick.
Kendrick?
Like Kendrick. Lamar? Kendrick Lamar, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
I was named after a guy who wrote a book about...
About bugs?
About druids. That was 100% factually incorrect.
About druids?
About druids.
What? Are your parents like druids or something, Russ? What aren't you telling me?
I was a druid in fourth grade. Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
Other kids would ask me, like, what did I go to church? And I said, no, I'm a druid. And then I would bury food from my sack lunch in the ground and say I was feeding it back to Mother Earth.
What the fuck are you saying?
I thought it was funny.
That's a pretty good bit. That's a pretty good bit for you to come up with in elementary school.
It might have been sixth grade, so I don't remember.
That's a still pretty good bit for middle school.
Sixth graders are fucking funny, though. I was hanging out around a bunch of sixth graders, and they were making a lot of goofs, like Sonic Boom is good, and they bought lots of Sonic Boom dog
The last time I hung out with like my younger cousins, one of them said, hey, you ever see Racist Mario? That's a good video.
I've seen it a lot. I've seen that YouTube thumbnail a lot. I say every time, I can't watch this because it's going to be fucking funnier than I'll ever want it. It can always be funnier in my imagination than it actually is.
Everything is. Maybe you should just imagine our show instead of listening to it.
Yeah, exactly. I have a DVD case of Ted. I never bought the DVD. I just printed it off the internet. And I just say, oh, this is the funniest thing.
This is pretty funny. Look at that bear.
Stewie, if he was a bear.
It's like a Stewie bear.
From Diplo Boy. Good night, Diplo. Thank you for listening to the podcast, our celebrity podcast fan.
So until next time.
Until next time, remember everybody.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.